Ang refugeeng tubong Sudan na nakilala bilang si Faisal Ishak Ahmed ay naiulat na nasa detensyon ng Manus Island sa Papua New Guinea sa loob ng 3 taon. Noong bisperas ng Pasko, kinumpirma ng kagawaran ng imigrasyon ang kanyang pagkamatay, kasunod ng sinasabing pagbagsak at seizure. Ang 27 taong gulang na lalaki ay kinailangang ilikas sa isang ospital sa Brisbane para sa medikal na paggamot matapos mag-collapse sa kampo ng pagpoproseso ng Australia sa unang bahagi ng nakaraang linggo. Si Ian Rintel ng Refugee Action Coalition ay nakikipag-ugnayan sa mga detainees doon. Anya, batid ng Ahensyang International Health and Medical Services na nagbibigay ng medikal na pangangalaga sa mga asylum seeker at refugee, ang mga problemadong pangkalusugan ni Ahmed.
He did not get the proper medical attention that he needed over the last few weeks and over the last several months. There have been numerous complaints made by himself. About 10 days ago, 60 other refugees actually signed a letter of complaint to IHMS and to Border Force against IHMS, the fact that he could not get treatment and hadn't got, you know, proper treatment at IHMS inside the detention centre. So there is no doubt that there is serious questions of medical negligence.
Iginiit ng proyekto ng pambansang hustisya sa Queensland Coroner na magsagawa ng kagyat na pagsisiyasa ukol sa kaso ni Faisal Ahmed. Si Ahmed ang pangatlong detainee mula sa Manus Island na namatay simula pa noong 2014. Nais din ng legal na grupo na imbestigahan ang kaso ni Rakib Khan na namatay habang naghihintay na mailikas para sa medikal na paggamot mula sa Nauru noong unang bahagi ng taong ito. Sinabi ng principal na abogadong si George Newhouse na ang pagkamatay ni Ahmed ay dapat magbigay daan upang ang federal na pamahalaan ay maglunsad ng Royal Commission ukol sa medikal na pangangalaga sa tinatawag na offshore detention.
The information that we're receiving from Manus Island is that there were serious complaints being made about his medical care and the lack of treatment that he was receiving for his condition. We need urgently a Royal Commission to lift the lid on the scandalous conditions that detainees are being held in without proper or adequate medical care or treatment.
Mahigit sa 870 mga lalaking detainees ang nananatiling nasa Manus Island ng mahigit sa 6 buwan matapos magpasya ang konstitusyonal na hukuma ng Papua New Guinea na dapat nang isara ang nasabing pasilidad. Sinabi ng lokal na MP na si Ronnie Knight sa ABC na hindi katanggap-tanggap ang sitwasyon.
Originally, we were told that they were going to build a decent hospital out there, and the amount of money that is being paid for those people out there, you would think by now they would have a decent health system out there and a couple of competent doctors or something out there to keep this sort of thing from happening. And if they are misdiagnosing calls like this, what does this hold for more refugees in the future?
Sinabi ni Knight na dapat magbigay ang pamahalaang Australia ng pinagbuting medikal na mga pasilidad sa Manus Island upang makatulong na maiwasan ang karagdagang mga pagkamatay sa detensyon.
Why don't they just spend some money and upgrade Lompom Hospital and staff it properly and bring it to the stage it was when the Australian Navy was there? We even had a diving chamber there for people that got the bends, you know, and these are things that, you know, we have to look at. Is it cheaper for them to just wait until something's got to a position where they have to medevac a person for hundreds of thousands of kina than have a proper staffed hospital that can take care of them on the spot?
Ang pagkamatay ni Faisal Ahmed ay nagbunsod ng kaguluhan sa pasilidad ng Manus Island nitong nakaraang weekend na ayon sa kagawaran ng imigrasyon ay naayos naman. Muling ipinagtanggol ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang patakaran ng kanyang pamahalaan ukol sa asylum seeker.
We have secured an agreement with the United States to enable them to be resettled in the United States, and of course we'll continue to work on other people that can't settle in Australia.
Ngunit sinabi ni Knight na wala siyang tiwala na matutuloy ang kasunduan.
Our hopes were pinned on this American deal that was supposed to happen. And we were told that in early January or mid-January, most of them would be repatriated to the United States. Now I can see it is probably more just propaganda to keep people placid and, you know, just to while the time away.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.